This short service is put together for you by Churches Together in Ottery. And we're so glad that the churches do combine on big occasions like this. And it's a great offering to the Lord to be able to come together like this. So this short service of reflection and prayer is based on the five words from the cross. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all, and by his wounds we are healed. Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for gathering us together today to recall the events which happened on Calvary that first Good Friday. We come overwhelmed by the depth of Jesus' love for us and his commitment to defeat evil, even when that meant his own suffering and his own death. In response to such love and sacrifice, we commit ourselves to overcome evil with good, suffering with wholeness, and oppression with justice. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Reading the seven words from the cross, the first and the second word. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. We give thanks that Jesus did as he told others to do and forgave those who treated him so badly. And so, God of grace and immeasurable mercy, help us to overcome any hurts caused by wrongs done to us, and to reach out in reconciling love and to pray with Jesus, forgive them. Second word, today you will be with me in paradise. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourselves and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said, since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise. We pray for all those who want to repent and begin a new life, but who feel that it is too late. Let us pray that they will learn from the dying thief that Christ is the one nearest to them, and that paradise is as close as he is. Give us the assurance, God, that whatever we have done, nothing can separate us from your love. And let us pray as the thief prayed, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Now come to the third word. Dear woman, behold your son. And to John, behold your mother. When Jesus saw his mother and a disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, Woman, here is your son. Then he said to the disciple, Here is your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. We pray for families known to us who are experiencing difficult times, people whose fears and uncertainties about the future are causing stress and conflict, those whose relationships are close to breaking down or have broken down, those who suffer abuse within the family circle. May Christ underpin relationships which are faced with the worst blows that life can give. The shape of God's love is a cross. It did not begin as a cross. It began as an act of tenderness towards humanity. As we busy ourselves storing up treasures on earth, this treasure from heaven, in human thought, taught another way, the way of love. Now the fourth word. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? We pray for all who feel neglected and unloved. May they come to know the blessings of the grace that you give, loving God, to all.
The fifth word and the sixth word. Knowing that all was now completed and the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on the stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." As Jesus said, "It is finished," we give thanks for his life of love and his painful death for us and for our world. Even at the point of death, he cared about others. We pray, O God, for like minds and as deep a care for others as we have for ourselves. And we place all those dear to us into your hands. May we know that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, no powers nor things present, nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, O God, revealed so clearly in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
The seventh word. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Teach us, O Lord, to fear death as little as we fear sleep, and fill our lives with the hope and faith of the resurrection, in the knowledge that in death our lives pass into the hands that made the world, the hands of the Creator. And may we place our lives in those hands while life is strong and full and sweet. O God, with thanksgiving, into your hands we commit our lives.
So let us pray. We use the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So now go in peace, and may Jesus Christ, who for our sake became obedient unto death, even death on a cross, keep us and strengthen us today and forever. Amen.